You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. GIFT Nifty traded down 14.5 points or 0.08% at 19,309.5, indicating a tepid opening for domestic indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex on Wednesday. Previously on Monday, the NSE Nifty 50 tanked 260.90 points or 1.34% to settle at 19,281.75, while the BSE Sensex shed as much as 825.74 points to 64,571.88. The Bank Nifty Index shed 571.85 points to settle at 43,151.20. The stocks to watch out for today are Reliance Industries, Tech Mahindra, ONGC, Lupin, JSW Steel and Axis Bank. Next up, according to a senior official, the government has decided to reduce the minimum export price for basmati rice shipments to $950 per ton from $1,200 per ton fixed on August 25th. A formal notification allowing exporters to register for shipments above the threshold value of $950 per ton will be issued by the Agricultural and Processed Food Products Development Authority soon. Commerce and Industry Ministry is understood to have conveyed the decision on reduction of MEP on basmati rice to exporters in a meeting held late on Monday. In August, a temporary MEP of $1,200 per ton was imposed till October 15 on basmati rice shipment to restrict illegal shipment of white non-basmati rice in the garb of premium basmati rice. Moving on, the Delhi Metro Rail Corporation has decided to operate additional trains across its network from today. These special services are part of the various measures being adopted by the Delhi government to combat pollution under Graded Response Action Plan 2-stage. The DMRC will run 50 additional train trips on weekdays, that is Monday to Friday, across its corridors starting October 25th till further order. This has been planned to intensify the use of public transport among passengers across Delhi NCR. The DMRC usually operates more than 4,300 train trips every day. The AQI in the national capital has improved marginally on Tuesday, but it's still in the poor category. On Sunday, the city's air quality had turned very poor for the first time since May this year. In another development, the Ministry of Housing and Urban Affairs has granted the final approval for the next phase of expansion of the Pune Metro. The total cost for expansion is Rs 910.18 crore and marks the beginning of phase 2 of the project. The Maharashtra state government has proposed an extension of 82.5 kilometers in the second phase. The government sanction was for expanding the metro rail by 4.413 kilometers from the Pimpri-Chinchwad Municipal Corporation station to Nigdi, with three elevated stations at Chinchwad, Akurdi and Nigdi. Maharashtra Metro Rail Corporation said it has already floated tenders for appointing a general consultancy to speed up the work as well as for making a social impact assessment of the project. Meanwhile, despite a drop by 36,000 employees in their cumulative headcount in the last 1 year, top four IT companies, TCS, Infosys, HCL Tech and Wipro, haven't been able to bring down their employee cost in the same time period. Data sourced from Capital Line revealed that while their revenues grew 6.32% year-on-year, the employee cost in the same period rose by 9.4%. During the just-concluded quarter, these four giants posted a cumulative revenue of Rs 1.48 trillion. A year ago, their cumulative revenue was Rs 1.39 trillion. However, in the same four quarters, their total employee cost rose from Rs 77,679 crore to Rs 85,026 crore. The top four IT companies have also made efforts to improve their utilization ratio by optimizing their bench. In other news, the India Meteorological Department on Tuesday night informed that Cyclone Hamoon intensified into a very severe cyclonic storm and it moved east-northeastwards during the past 6 hours over the Bay of Bengal. On the other hand, the very severe cyclonic storm Tej crossed the Yemen coast on Tuesday and is likely to weaken into a cyclonic storm, as per IMD scientists. The Meteorological Agency also mentioned that the storm is highly expected to continue its northwestward trajectory. Meanwhile, owing to very severe cyclonic storm Hamoon, the Met Office has issued rainfall warnings for several states, including Kerala, Tamil Nadu, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Assam and Meghalaya. Lastly, private sector lender Karur Vysya Bank has said it expects to maintain the gross NPA at below 2% level in the coming quarters. Due to lower slippages, recoveries and write-offs, the bank's gross NPA had come down to 1.73% in the second quarter of FY24, and the bank is hopeful of continuing the trend. Ramesh Babu, MD and CEO, KVB, said at an earnings conference call that the bank's slippages continue to be under control. Its gross slippages for the second quarter of FY24 was less than 1%. The bank was able to sustain the growth momentum during the second quarter, as its total business grew by 4% and reached a level of ₹1,53,516 crore. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.